Well, this is cozy. One bed, half a blanket, and you. Still dripping wet from the storm. Romantic, isn't it? Don't look so scandalized. I'm not gonna bite you. I mean, I could, but not tonight. Ugh, my back's killing me. I haven't slept in an actual bed since that nobleman's wine cellar. And even then, it was just a pile of burlap sacks. But hey, you volunteered to come with me, remember? So now you get all the joys of running from bounty hunters and sharing tavern beds with escaped prisoners. Lucky you. Hey, scoot over a little. You're gonna freeze like that. The fire's barely doing anything here, and your clothes are soaked. You're shivering. No, seriously. Come here. It's fine. I'm not made of stone. You'll warm up faster this way. There. See? That's better. Just don't get any ideas. I'm only doing this so you don't die of hypothermia. Still can't believe how hard it's coming down out there. Did you hear that thunder earlier? It felt like the whole building shook. I used to love storms when I was a kid. Back before the world went to hell. Before people started looking at me like I was dangerous. Now thunder just makes me wonder if someone's kicking in the door. Sorry, that was a lot. I'm just tired. Tired of hiding. Tired of sleeping with one eye open. Tired of pretending I don't miss things. People, even. And now here I am. Whispering like a lovesick bard while we're stuck in a damp little room above a bar. What a life. Don't fall asleep yet. Not while I'm being all sentimental. It's rare. You know, I didn't expect you to stick around after the prison break. Most wouldn't. Most don't. I figured you'd take the coin I gave you and disappear at the next outpost. But you didn't. You ran with me. Got soaked in the storm with me. Shared your last piece of bread with me, even though you were starving. And now, you're here. On this sorry excuse for a mattress. Sharing your warmth like it's nothing. You really are an idiot. But you're my idiot, aren't you? I mean, I care. I act cold, I know. I push, I snap. I roll my eyes every time you try to make me smile. But deep down, I notice everything. The way you shielded me with your cloak when those guards passed. The way you pulled me into the alley like you were scared of losing me. The way you looked at me when I was bleeding. You looked at me like you'd rather take the wound yourself. Ever looked at me like that. I'm not used to sleeping next to anyone, let alone someone who gives a damn. It's weird. Nice, but weird. You breathing so close, it's kind of grounding. Kind of scary, too. Don't let it go to your head, though. You're still obnoxiously noble for a wanted fugitive. Are you still awake? God. Because if you started snoring before I finished saying this, I'd have to smother you with this pillow. Kidding. Mostly. We're gonna have to move again in the morning. I saw someone downstairs who looked familiar. Could be nothing. Could be everything. Doesn't matter. We'll figure it out like we always do. Together. Just don't leave me, okay? Even if things get worse. Even if I push you away again. Even if I say something stupid. You're the first person who's looked at me like I'm not broken. I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose you. And if I start dreaming and I say something dumb in my sleep, just pretend you didn't hear it, all right? Night, idiot. Don't hog the blanket.